Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Coming up on this episode of White Wine Question Time.
I'm not that person to give up. And at one point, I definitely was there, like nearly giving up. And I don't know, I had to just be shaken by a few people and said, just wake up, man. You've got a lot of good people around you. And not only that, you've got something good going on. Don't waste it. I was at Soccer Aid and Roberto Carlos, him and Cafu, they were like, hey Tom, you want to come out for dinner? And we'll get out of here. And we went in this car and we drove into Chelsea and we went for this Italian, and I was the only one who spoke English. I don't see myself as like successful yet.
You've just done an arena tour, Tom.
It's the stepping stone for me.
With a number one record. Hello and welcome to White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks its guests three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine. And my guest this week is a man who's back for more, and he has plenty of cause to pop a cork or two in celebration. At the age of just 27, he is quite literally top of the pops. A Bedford-born former footballer turned number one recording artist who had a drunken epiphany the night he realised his dreams of becoming a professional footballer were over. It was that night he got properly drunk for the first time and started singing at a party. Until then, he hadn't even realised that he could sing, and it sparked something inside of him. Putting his football dreams to one side, he signed up to study drama at St Mary's University in London, and he worked part-time at Costa Coffee, doing shifts there, and in his spare time taught himself how to play the guitar via YouTube tutorials in his university digs. With a few songs in his repertoire, he started gigging at open mic nights in pubs across London, and it was there that he was scouted and offered a record deal, all before finishing his third year at uni. Since then, he's released hit after hit after hit, including chart-topping singles like Found What I've Been Looking For and Little Bit of Love, and he's now gearing up for his third album release. It's called What Ifs and Maybes, and I'll tell you what it is. It's really good. And it's also out now. So let's dial him up to hear more about it. It's Tom Grennan. How are you, sir?
Hello. What an intro. I love it.
It's such a good story, Tom.
Yeah, it's a pretty mad story.
It was like it was written in the stars. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you know what? Like, just when I forget about it, really, but when I hear it, I'm like, this is actually pretty nuts. It's like I'm living in this weird little film.
It is pretty nuts. You are living in a weird little film, and it is your actual real life. I mean, when you think, like, in terms of, like, you know, as one door closes and another one opens, Yeah. You really nailed that. And you didn't even give it 24 hours, Tom.
No, not really, no. I was like, what else can I do that is going to be near impossible to do? Do you know what I mean? But I just worked and worked and worked and dreamt and dreamt and dreamt. And here I am today just living in it and loving every minute of it. So, yeah.
Well, that night you went out, the night you got properly drunk for the first time, genuinely, yeah. You didn't know you could sing.
No, like, obviously, I knew I could hum a song, but I never, like, ever opened up my vocal cords and blasted out a song. Or I never had the confidence in even attempting to do that. So, yeah, when I first properly got drunk, it was when, I don't know, I just was like, right, give me that mic and let's have a sing song. And I, at the time, I was probably just like messing about and not realizing that I was actually singing. And then everybody then just kind of was like, what the hell was that? That was unbelievable kind of thing. I was like, really? And
but that night, yeah. You must have been so like just blitzed, like, you know, trying to forget who you were as opposed to try to understand who you could become.
Definitely, definitely. It was me just like, I don't know, getting loose, I suppose, and just, I don't know, this other person or this other thing inside me just kind of came out and said hello to the world, really. And I don't know, I just opened up my eyes to what was living inside me.
I could imagine as a kid, your dad was probably your biggest supporter, especially with the football, right?
Yeah, but definitely.
He's now become your greatest reviewer, critic, yeah. And online support. Yeah. I love your dad in your TikToks, in your Instagram, on your Instagram feed. You write a new tune and then you sit with your dad, normally in a car.
Yeah.
And he tells you what he thinks of it in a very broad Irish accent. And
yeah.
He's genius. I love it. How is he?
He's good. He is. I've actually spent a week. I'm still here, actually, but I spent a weekend at my mum and dad's. And it was really, really nice to see him. Got him back on the TikTok. So I put him out online for a while. So I was like, and everybody was asking, "Where's your dad? Where's your dad?" But I thought it was time to resurrect him and get him back where he deserves to be, online in people's lives and making people smile, because that's what he does for me, my mum, my brother. Everybody knows him, so yeah.
I love it. You're sat there, you're playing a song, and he'll sit there and he'll look really earnest, and then he'll go, "It's a banger."
Yeah.
It's a banger.
Yeah. He loves it though. Like, I'd just been on an arenas tour, and it was like a different, like, arena tours are different to what my gigs were before, because they're obviously smaller, and you'd have to, like, for example, catering. You know, I never had catering before. And my dad loves his food, so he couldn't believe that there was like catering every day and
free food,
yeah. And he was coming in and he's like, "Oh man, this is what life is about, free food." And then I'd be like, where are you going? He's like, "I've got to go to the merch stand." And I'm like, "To do what?" And he's like, "I've got signatures to sign, Tom." I was like, "Hey, he loves it.
He's signing things on the merch stand after having a free dinner.
Oh, you just see him walking around these places. He's looking for the camera, looking for a photo.
He's like Bez.
Yeah, he is like Bez, yeah.
What does he... So you've got a new album, right? Which we're going to talk about. It's brilliant, by the way. I've been lucky enough to be...
Oh, thank you.
...allowed access to it. It's totally different in terms of tempo, mood.
Yeah.
To your second album, which was... like a ridiculous success. So when we last spoke, that was just in the offing.
Yeah.
And I mean, your world has changed since then. I mean, you take phone calls from people like Elton John now, who just wants to ring you up and tell you you're good, right? That's how life's changed, Tom. It's epic.
Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy ride since lockdown, for sure. And yeah, I'm just happy and really, like, I finally, like, I'm in this space in my life where I know what I want and what I need to do to keep being successful in life. And that's not just career wise. I mean, like, successful in being mentally stable to just be happy, you know?
Yeah, because that whirlwind success, it's like a it's like a washing machine for the mind. It rinses everything. And, you know, you've had a lot of experience in a very, very intense amount of time, haven't you? But I can definitely hear with the album that you are in a more up-tempo, more positive place. Would that be a fair critique?
Definitely. Like, I'm just like so, so happy. I'm engaged now.
You're engaged to be married?
Yeah, I'm like...
Oh, yeah, congratulations.
Thank you very much, yeah.
To Danielle?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, my personal life is like a ball of, like, energy that I never thought I'd have. And then career-wise, it's like another ball of energy that's just everything's positive. And I've hit this, like... Obviously, I'm human, and there's some days that are harder than others. But if I, like, look at it in a general, like, thing, as a general thing, it's just a happy place. And I think times have been tough for so many people. And I just want to give out this energy that I'm feeling, and that's just uplifting and positive and being just a little bit spontaneous as well, you know?
Just... literally in the papers today on the day that we're recording this, so we're recording this on the 22nd of May, a couple of days ago, it made the BBC News that the musician Tom Grennan has offered to pay £2,000 to fly a fellow Coventry City fan from Argentina to Wembley to watch the Championship playoff final. You'd seen online that he was tweeting about wanting to try and sell his car to fund his journey over. No bloke should ever have to sell his car to watch the footy. Let me help you out, mate.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I can't unfortunately go to the playoff finals. And Coventry City is a team that I've kind of fallen in love with since 2018, and just seeing the journey. And then I found out about this lad who's a big supporter of Coventry, who lives in Argentina. And like you said, he wanted to do all that to get to see his team. And I was like, well, listen, I can't go to the game, so why don't you take my place and we'll get you a flight over and hopefully see Kov move into the Premiership. And that's what it's about. It's about community, and it's about the love of life, you know. It's good.
That's such a nice thing to do, Tom. Good man.
Paying
it forward. I love it.
Yeah.
So as per the last time you came on the show, I've put together three what I hope are thought provoking questions for you.
Yeah.
And I wanted to dive in with the first one, if that's okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
So my first question to you, Tom, you last came on with Vic Hope, and since then I've gone on to work with her boyfriend, Calvin Harris. In fact, it was almost like you manifested it, because when we last spoke, we talked about the people that you hoped to work with, to cross paths with. At the time, Vic wasn't dating Calvin. He was just somebody that you'd seen and heard in the charts, but didn't know. And then the next thing you know, you're releasing a single with him and having a massive hit. It's like you manifested it. So talk me through how that happened. And also, what else by way of a dream has come true after you've put it out there?
Do you know what? It wasn't long after speaking to you, actually. He messaged me online and he was said, I've been watching what you've been doing. I'm loving the music. I'm just loving, like, who you are. And I think we'd work really well together. I've got this song idea. Let me know what you think. And he sent me the song and the idea. And I literally was like, right, I'm going in the studio tonight and I'm going to write what I need to write and record what I need to record. And that's what we did. And it was done basically in 2 days. And he was like, this is going to be my next single. And it was a crazy, crazy ride. And then I never got to meet him because it was done all over, like, FaceTime and remotely. And then I finally got to meet him maybe a year after or something like that. And he was with Vic at this point as well. So it's weird how, like, things come around and then after saying things and put them into the atmosphere and into the universe, and then the universe works and its energy works. And you've got to realize that too. I had a conversation with my friend yesterday and if you really do put your energy into something and you ask the universe to work with you, and it works. And I believe in that. And I'm not this spiritual kind of like guru-y kind of guy, but I do believe in energy and things like that. So yeah, it's good.
Well, it was just a positive, like, I love him. I'd love to work with him. You know, you're right. Yeah. You just put it out there. Who knows how and if it found him, but it certainly came back to you like a really, really massive top 40 boomerang.
Yeah, it was crazy. And that song just has just gone crazy. And it still gets played, and it's still like a big one at my shows. And everybody loves it. It's just full of colour. Do you know what I mean? It's colourful. It's a good one.
But you must learn from people like that as well. It's like when you go in and, you know, you lay vocals with Chase and Status when you're at uni. You just learn so much in such a short amount of time by working with people that are that giving and that creative.
Definitely. Like, I'm learning every day. And when you're meeting people like Calvin and different people, they're like masters at their game. Do you know what I mean? And I've been a fan since I can remember. So yeah, just to be on a level and actually be friends with these people is pretty crazy. And yeah, I just try to absorb it and take everything in and try to then use that with what I do. And I think what I learned is just hard work really does pay off.
Oh, it does, if you can back it up with talent, for sure. I mean, when you look at how the people that you love and admire, right, you've almost invited them in. So it started with Chase and Status. You're a massive fan. They found you, contacted you, asked you to do a track with them. The same with Calvin. And then, like, the Yoda of pop, Elton John, tracks you down and gets in touch to say what? That he just loves your stuff?
Yeah, just that he was a fan and that he's been listening and watching, and just carry on, keep doing what you're doing. But I think Elton's really, really, really good with like that. And I know a lot of people in the music industry have had like emails of him or phone calls, and he's there to just hand out a load of advice. He's seen it all, done it all, and he's still doing it. And so what a man, what a hero.
But did you phone your dad after that phone call to tell him? And what did your dad say? I'm curious.
I didn't really believe it. More my mum, to be honest with you, my dad would have been like, who's Elton John? Because he's just so like that. But my mum was more like in shock, couldn't believe it.
In terms of like putting it out there, I mean, obviously you've had some pretty amazing results, but when else have you sat there and thought, I really want this to happen for me, and it's happened?
I think for me, like, I do that every day. Like, I couldn't believe, when I was single, I was like, I hope that I meet somebody who's on my level and understands me for who I am. And I did. A number one album, before we spoke, that album wasn't out, and then the album went to number one. I hoped and I've dreamt and I kept saying, I'm going to get that number one album. And then also just arenas as well. Like, I've always said, I'm going to get into arenas, and I've done that. And then also with my like fitness journey, I said to myself, like, I'm so done with not feeling like mentally fit and physically fit, and I've done it. I go out every day, and I'm even if my mind's telling me please don't do it, I'm like, nah, I'm not listening to that little thing inside my head. I'm gonna go out and do it. And you never regret a workout. You never regret a run or whatever. And your mind is the most. And I'm realizing this every day, but I'm realizing this more in the past week than ever before, that my mind is the most powerful tool, like everybody's, and it's the way you use it, and not letting like anxiety and fear rule your life, because I'm a person who's very anxious, but I'm a person who is also a fighter and a battler, and I've every day having to battle with my anxiety and different things like that, and not letting that rule my life. And as soon when I come overcome that, I'm like, I've won, and I'm doing that every day. So I'm telling myself every day I just need to win, and that is believing in the work that I've done and believing in the talent that I've got, and just believing in I don't know, my fans and every bit of it, my team, everything.
You got to believe in yourself as well, Tom. And let me tell you, I'm 500 years old. I've been here forever. And it's a really good album, my friend. It's a really excellent album. And where it really, really stands you in good stead is it's an entirely different album to the last one, which was also excellent. So you're showing me as a music lover, there is so much more in your repertoire that you are only just discovering. That's why Elton John calls you up, because he sees the potential. That's why Calvin Harris wants to work with you, because they hear your potential. Maybe you just need to see it for yourself.
Definitely. And like I do, for sure. But there's still, again, like I'm just this boy from Bedford, you know what I mean? And I've still got this thing where I'm like, my gosh, this is like my baby that's going out into the world, and I hope people love it as much as I hope they will, and as much as I do. Because I know this for a fact, that it is an unbelievable record.
It's a great record.
It's a different side to me, you know?
It really is a different side to you. Let's talk about that record, actually, as we dive into question number two. What Ifs and Maybes. It's a brilliant title. And it really, I mean, it is a totally different flavour musically to your last album. And your last album, when you were talking about it the last time you came on, Evering Road was a breakup record, but also a thank you record. It was a thank you to a relationship that hadn't worked out, which I really loved. I thought there was a lovely sort of poetry in that. But if you had to put thank yous on this album, on What Ifs and Maybes, who are on your thank yous, and why do they deserve praise in terms of getting you to this next important phase of you?
I think I need to thank myself, firstly,
yes,
for making a change in my life. For making a change in my life and just understanding like the person I am. I'd have to obviously thank the team I've got and allowing me to kind of do what I wanted to do and saying I've got a vision and I've got a direction that I need to go down and this is where I'm going, and just allow me to do that. And they did. And also like the people who are like investing in me, like as in like fans, like I'm on my third album and I'm also like still growing and still like on a trajectory where third albums, a lot of people are dropping off and kind of, I don't know, not they're not building whilst I'm building still. And it's a pretty crazy place to be, and a good one. Yeah. It's amazing.
What about, you said you've got to thank yourself because you really have turned your head around, haven't you? What brought that change about? That change in thinking, the, you know, literally stop propping the bar up and start lifting bars down at the gym and entering into this amazing fitness journey that I think you've got a lot from. You, I mean, you look ripped, my friend.
what was it that I think for me, just like I was living just, I don't know, just doing silly things and just, I don't know, I wasn't happy. I felt like I had a bit of a cloud over my head and I felt like there was a wall up that I couldn't really see over and I couldn't knock down. And the only way I could really knock it down was to go back to basics and go back to me kind of being a kid again. And that was sports and exercise and physical activity. Like that's where my mind gets its stimulation is being out and about and but doing like activities. My friend, his name's Bobby Rich. He's an amazing guy, and he saw that I had a cloud over my head, and he said, "Listen, come to this gym with me, And I was like, mate, I don't enjoy like just going to like a gym and just doing it. He's like, it's not that. It's a community of people and everybody's there who's got like, who've seen things, done things and just lived a bit of a crazy life. And he did. And everybody in there was just on the same level and everybody wanted everybody to win. And everybody just was there to cheer people on. And that's what I liked. It was a team effort. It was a competition as well. And it was friendly competition. And it was just a good place to be. And that really then just snowballed. And then I've just been on a road of, I don't know, just trying to better myself and also just compete against myself. Like I said earlier, every day is a battle, but every day I win. So it's good.
Really helps with the anxiety as well, doesn't it? It's a really good way to manage your emotions. Do you know what it sounds like though? As you're describing this community that you found, where everybody is there to better themselves, but there is a team competition. It sounds like you've joined a band. And maybe as a solo artist, you needed that for a while because it's quite lonely when it's just your name above the door, isn't it?
Probably. It's. I just love being around people. I love being around positive people and like negativity isn't in that room when we're there doing what we need to do. And it's a great place to be.
It's normally at this phase in an artist's career when they have huge runaway success and they're the top of everyone's bill that they go left or right, left to the gym or right to rehab. What made you turn left and not right?
I think my family, my missus definitely was somebody who changed the way I think and just keeps me grounded. And I'm not that person. I don't know. I'm not that person to give up. And at one point, I definitely was there, like nearly giving up. And I don't know. I had to just be shaken by a few people and said, "Just wake up, man. You've got a lot of good people around you, and not all that. Not only that, you've got something good going on. Don't waste it." There's been so many people who have had the opportunities that I've had and it's gone to shit really, or got even worse than that, you know? And I didn't want to be part of that crowd that, I don't know, loses it all and lets it all get to their head or just.
They're the what ifs and the maybes, aren't they?
They are the what ifs and maybes for sure. Yeah.
Before we move on to your final question, is Danielle somebody that you would want to thank at this stage in the game?
Oh, I thank her every day. She is somebody that I'll thank for the rest of my life too. She's amazing and she puts up with me. Do you know what I mean? I'm at the end of the day, I've got a creative brain. She has a creative brain too, but she definitely helps me kind of just manage it all. She's amazing.
Who asked who to marry the other? Was it you?
Oh, I did. Yeah. I did. It was amazing.
Good man.
Yeah, it was.
How'd you do it, Tom? It was good. Do you mind? Well, you don't have to tell me. It's none of my business. But, you know, if you're happy to share.
It's all good. I got down on one knee and give it a big chat. That's what I did. it was amazing and I'm looking forward to that next stage of my life. You know, just being in something that's really nice and just there and commitment and all that kind of stuff. And she could have been with anybody that she wanted to be, and she chose me. So I'm happy about that.
That's lovely.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My third and final question. During your previous appearance on the show, we delved into your past, we explored your humble beginnings, your footballing dreams being dashed, and then those gigs around pubs in London that saw you at the kind of get to the foothills of your career as a pop star. Since then, Tom, arena tours, number ones, hits in countries you've never even visited. So I want to know from you how the reality of your success has lived up to the dreams and aspirations of it.
I don't see myself as, like, successful yet.
You've just done an arena tour, Tom.
I know. It's the stepping stone for me.
With a number one I record.
I know. It's obviously, like, it's crazy. It's amazing. And it's what I dreamt of. But it's also just, it's a stepping stone where I'm like, right, what's next? How do I get to the next level? I've not really had time to sit back and think I've made it or I'm doing this or doing that, because I feel like that would be me being comfortable in my surroundings and what I'm doing, and I don't think being comfortable is a nice place to be. I feel like being uncomfortable and trying to find a way to swim in the deepest of waters is where I'm best at. So I think for me, like I say, I don't know what successful is, because I don't feel as if I'm there yet.
It really wasn't that long ago that you were playing for 20 quid a night to 20 people. And there was this one beautiful night where you performed with Chase and Status, and you performed in front of 75,000 people, but overlooking a pub that you'd gigged at months before. Like, are there moments like that where you go, bloody hell, that's pretty epic?
Yeah, like every night I came off stage, I was like, it's a weird thing to get your head around. It's you go on stage and you're in front of like 20,000 people and you're like, you're doing what you're doing and you're in this moment, and then you get off stage, you're like, oh, back to normal life again. Like it's like a trip that I can't really explain. It's a weird experience, but it's a fun one and it's amazing. But as soon as you get off stage and you get back into the dressing room, you're like, ah, what do I do now? Like, do you know what I mean?
It is a big juxtaposition, isn't it? It's a lot to deal with, I think.
I don't think it's a natural thing for a human being to feel the adrenaline that performers or whoever like steps in front of however many people, like, it's not a natural thing to do. So to get your head around it is a hard thing, and you've just got to be, I don't know, you've got to be prepared and just not let that kind of, I don't know, get the better of you. If you let that become a comfortable thing, and then I think that could turn you into a twat.
Yeah. What is your twatometer gauge? Like, when have you ever nudged into sort of becoming a twat and had to pull yourself back? Because success can breed monsters.
Yeah, definitely. That's like before my second album came out, like I was there. I was surrounded by a lot of stupid people. I was doing things that really, like, I don't know, would manifest ego and or like breed ego. That's it. Not manifest, breed it. It was like
breed. Yeah.
I don't know. It was like this thing inside me that I just didn't recognize myself, and I needed to pull myself away from everything I was doing and the people I was around, and just get back to reality, and that's where I'm at now, and yeah.
I love that you can recognize when you're becoming a twat. The next year, tell me what your diary looks like, because I'm guessing it's going to be pretty exciting, some of the stuff you've got coming up.
This year is halfway through the year, which is pretty mental. This whole year is going very quick, but obviously loads of festivals. I'm doing Glastonbury for the first time as well. I've been to Glastonbury as a fan, but I'm doing it for the first time, so I'm looking forward to that. Just because it's a bucket list thing to do, you know. But I went to Glastonbury and said to myself, I'd love to play here as an artist, and I'm getting to do that. I'm touring all over the world, really, like going into Australia again, hopefully into Japan and Asia and different places like that. And then I'm thinking about an album 4 already. And just trying to just keep creative and keep working, you know.
What about the fun stuff though? Because since we last spoke, I know football's always been massive for you. You get a call up, you played for Soccer Aid, you represented England big time, Tom. That must have been a bit of a pinch me moment.
Yeah, that was more like, that was for me, like, the little kid in me could not believe it. And then I scored a goal and then got mad at the match. I played out my skin. But then I've got all these like footballers who are like my heroes, like just coming up to me and just saying, like, you're a player, mate. And also you're sound as well. And like then becoming like friends with them. And then, I don't know, Soccer Aid is such an amazing charity to be a part of. And it's not just the football that, it's like the whole thing. Do you know what I mean? The experience, being a part of raising so much money, just the whole lot is unbelievable. And this year I'm doing that, and then I'm also doing like the halftime performance. I'm like Mr. Soccer Aid this year.
I was going to ask if you're going back for more, because that must have been something that you watched.
Yeah.
You know, when Robbie launched it years and years ago. And I can't tell you the number of men we've had on this show that when we talk about the best moments of their life, Soccer Aid makes a lot of appearances.
Like, yeah, like I had a moment where I was at Soccer Aid and Roberto Carlos, who is like unbelievable and like a World Cup winner. He's top tier footballer. Do you know what I mean?
Him and Cafu,
another top, they're just unbelievable. They were like, "Hey Tom, you want to come out for dinner? We'll get out of here." And we went in this car, and we drove into Chelsea, and we went for this Italian, and I was the only one who spoke English, but Roberto had his like guy there who was doing his interpretation, and we were just talking through this guy, but it was amazing and things that we'll never forget, you know.
Seriously, so you went out and had dinner with a translator and two of your heroes at the end of an epic day.
Yeah.
Playing for England.
Yeah.
At soccer. Tom, life is sweet.
It was mad. life is crazy. Yeah. Life is weird.
Do you know what's so lovely is talking to you all these years on? You've grown so much. Like, I don't want to sound like your mum here, but you've grown up so much as well.
Nah.
And it's wonderful to see your value in everything that you've harvested. And it's so lovely to see you valuing it and growing it and taking care of it and making really great music, yeah. Tom. And it is a great album. Rest Thank assured, you. You've got nothing to worry about there. No what's, no what ifs or maybes. It's brilliant.
Exactly. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Nice one.
It's so nice to catch up with you. Continued success, my friend, in all that you do. I will look out for you at Glastonbury.
Kate, you're a legend, mate. Nice one. Come to the show whenever you want. Let me know. Or if not, we'll catch up at Glastonbury and we'll have a little party.
A huge thanks to Tom Grennan, whose new album, What Ifs and Maybes, is out now wherever you get your music. And for more great chat with brilliant musicians, we've got episodes in our back catalogue with James Morrison, Jack Severetti, Charlene Spiteri, Skin from Skunk and Nancy, Mick Hucknall, Gary Barlow, Ray, Ella Henderson, and so many more. And don't forget, I'll be back in your feed next Tuesday with a drop of something from the cellar, another mini episode serving up more vintage cuts from our White Wine Question Time archives, bringing you the best bits of our best guests. And of course, I'll be back here next Friday with a brand new guest. Until then, thanks so much for your company.
White Wine Question Time is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.